There's a Hasidish Minog that on Matzah Shabbos, you're supposed to say a story. Hasidish Maisa. If you go into the Hasidish Shuls, they're very makban on this thing. So I figured, I haven't done it the last couple of years, and Rabbi Open is getting more Hasidish as the years go on. So I figured this year, we will start with a Hasidish Maisa. The halacha says that by Minog Svard, by Mechaber, real Minog Svard, is that on Pesach night, they're supposed to say Hallel. In the Shul, the Hasidim today take on the Svarad Sheminog, they say Hallel. Minog Ashkenaz, the Rama writes, we're not noyig this way. We don't say a Hallel in the Shuls by Ashkenaz. That's the way it is. So there's a famous story that there was a Hasidish person. He was traveling, and he was trying to get to the Rebbe for Pesach, for Leil HaSeder, Leil Shemurim, and he couldn't make it on time. There was Ikuvim, like the Chassidim believe, in Hashemayim, the Sitra Acha held back, and Mamash Pasha couldn't make it to the Rebbe's house. But he came into the local shul, they right away invited him in. Nebuch, for this Chassidish guy, was an Ashkenaz shul. And he's listening to them daven, and he's not enjoying it as much. It wasn't as warm as, not as warm as this place here. And he's feeling, he doesn't want to do. What was the name? I forgot. Eis Chaim, right. And he's feeling bad about it. And he's like, what am I going to do here? And he has a good idea. He's at Einfeld. He knows where he's eating for the Seder. What he's going to do is, he's going to tell the host, I need a few minutes of achana, and you know, until everyone gets together, until everyone puts on the kittel, and then I'll go and I'll join you for the Seder. And he waits for the whole shul to clear out. And when the whole shul's empty, he goes over to the Aron Kodesh, and he starts zinging halal, azayvi, a chassidish person on Leil Shemurim, on Pesach by night, the way he should do it. The way his minhag always was. His mamish, he's involved in it. And it got out. It got out to the town that Lamaisa, this Hasidish person came in and he said the halal on Pesach night. So the Rav called him in. The Rav said, listen, this is our custom. This is our minhag. What gives you a right to come in here and start seeing halal on Leil Shemurim? You know, I'll do such a thing. So he says, what does it say by the Ramah? The Mechaber has to do it. He says, the Ramah says, Ein Anoyigin Kein. So the Chassidish person told the Rav, there's two ways to read Ein Anoyigin Kein. You can read it the way you read it. Ein Anoyigin Kein, you can't do it. As a stark, you bang on the bankle, you mach a clap and say, you're not allowed to do it. Ein Anoyigin Kein. That's the way you read it. When I opened the Mishnah Berurah, I didn't read it that way. I read it that the Ramah was sitting there and he was crying. And he was saying, look what the Mechaber wrote. The Mechaber wrote such a beautiful thing that people say, Halal. And people say, how on Leil Pesach and Shul? And Nebuch, what are we going to do? We don't, ain't a Noyikin came, we're not a Noyikin. So I say, you read the Ramah wrong. It's ain't a Noyikin came with a vein, with a cry. And therefore, I was allowed to do it. How do we get to the story now? It's not Pesach. It's the same thing when it comes to Slichas. By Slichas, it says, the Mechaber writes down, the minhag of Eidus HaMizrach, is they begin saying Slichas 3-4 weeks ago. Rosh Chodesh Elul, they begin saying Slichas. And the Ramah writes, he doesn't write the exact nusach, it's almost the same nusach, but basically what the Ramah writes, but B'nai Ashkenaz ain't a noyig in Kain. We're not noyig this way. So there's two ways to understand ain't noyig in Kain. I know we're open for many years. His ain't noyig in Kain is the Hasidish way of reading it. Nebuch, we don't get to say it. He wanted to say it Slichas from day one, from Rosh Chodesh Elul, maybe by himself he's saying it privately, no one knows about it. But we're coming to say Slichas right now. We have to understand that it's Ein Noyigin Kein Nebuch. We couldn't do it till now. But Maisa, now we have a major opportunity. We get to say Slichas. How far does this opportunity go? I saw from Rav Wolfson, to live a long life. Rav Wolfson writes that the Ikar about when it comes to the Slichas is Yud Gimel Midas. When else during the year do we say the Yud Gimel Midas? We say the Yud Gimel Midas when we open up the Sefer Torah, open up the Aron Kodesh by the Shol Shagol. We give special prayers, special tefillahs. Everyone gets involved with that. We say Hashem, Hashem. Everyone gets involved. He said, you have to come to this Slichas, and the Yud Gimel Midas we'll do tonight with the same brand. Because it's a Yom Tov. The ability to say Slichas is a Yom Tov. So you have to read the Ramah, Ein Anoyigin Kein, with a cry, because we don't have that Yom Tov till Mamash now. The Eidus HaMizrach, they were lucky. They started it 3 weeks ago. And what makes it such a great thing? What makes such a Yom Tov? Because the opportunity of saying Slichas, which starts the process, gets us into the right frame of mind, where we then could achieve forgiveness, is something that we should be very, very excited for, like a Yom Tov. So I figured tonight, what we'll do is, we'll discuss a little bit about the opportunity of the Yud Gimel Midas and how it works. Rosh Hashanah, we know, has two main components to it. two main components. The first more popular one, I would say, and I don't know what more popular. Two equal components. One is it's the Yom HaDin that starts the process of a judgment day. We're all going to be judged for how our year is going to be. The Yom HaDin. And the second thing, which this forum talk about, it's Mamluch HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to make HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the king. We blow the shofar. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says, why do we blow the shofar? We blow the shofar that we should make HaKadosh Baruch Hu into our king. The Yom HaDin and the kingship goes hand in hand. The Yom HaDin and the kingship goes hand in hand. Those two things go together. It happens to be, should have brought this before, the Masechta Avos, it's a fascinating thing. The beginning of Perek Shlishi, just to show you how it goes together, it says, Akiva b'mahalo, I think this is a famous thing, Histakel b'shloshe dvarim, ve'enat ha'bol de'aveiro. Skip a little bit, and the last one says, Ulefnei mi'at ha'osad litem dim v'cheshem. The third thing everyone's supposed to think about, and you'll never come to an aveiro, is to think about, Ulefnei mi'at ha'osad litem dim v'cheshem. Who are you going to have a judgment day in front of? Then it adds an interesting word. What's the answer to the question? The Mishnah answers it. Kiva b'mahalo answers the question, Lefnei melech malchei amlachem ha'kadosh baruch hu. Which we in English, I don't know, in English, means HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have the Litan Divrei Cheshbon. What we see interesting here is that I think there's a, again, connected here, that what's called the Yom HaDin is again about the Malchus. We said HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because it says it, Lefei Melech Malchei Amlachem. Even though we know the phrase Melech Malchei Amlachem, it's not a very oft used phrase, Melech Malchei Amlachem. So you see here in Perek Shlishi, the beginning of Avos, that it connects the concept of a Divrei Cheshbon, Din, Yom Din, and Malchus. Just in case you think it's a fluke, the end of Perek Dalet is mamash the same thing. The end of Perek Dalet quotes Rebbe Lozak Akafar, first Mishnah Kinnat Taiva covered, and then it says like this. There's a bunch of Akarchachs. Hu Yoima, and he says all these things. The last one is what? Akarchat HaNoitzer, no one had a choice to be born. Akarchat HaNoilad, Akarchat HaChayv, Akarchat HaMeis, Akarchat HaOsid, Litein Din V'cheshbin. If you're following what I'm saying, you know the answer. Osid Litein V'cheshbin, what? So once again, we see the concept of din goes with the concept of malchus of melech malchem lachem. And again, Rosh Hashanah has both of these components put together. So I want to have an idea. We'll delve into this idea a little bit of what it means melech malchem lachem. And a very from what I say, mechudish took idea came up with b'schoschem of what it means to have real malchus on the Mishnah. Actually, both Mishnahs, the beginning of Perek Gimel, the end of Perek Dalet, where it says the phrase Melech Malchim Lachim, there's an incredible Machlokes Rishonim. Now, by the way, Melech Malchim Lachim shows up by our Yemei Adin, because in Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the davening of Malchius, we say Aleinu, and in Aleinu, we say Melech Malchim Lachim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does the phrase, Pasha Taitrud, go to a first grader and say, what does the words Melech Malchim Lachim mean? It's Melech Malchim Lachim. Unbelievable, on the Mishnah in Avos, is Machlokes Rishonim. The new Mishnayos have all the Rishonim, so you can look it up. Rabbeinu Bachai, and I like the word against, disagrees with the Tashbats. The Rabbeinu Bachai learns like this. The Melech, again, in English, it's the king of kings, right? Melech, Malchem, Lachem. The king, three times, the king of kings. Rabbeinu Bachai says, it's more above my understanding, but he says Melech means Hashem. He's the Melech of Malchei means certain types of angelic forces, hamalachim, of a lower form of angelic sources. You have to know when next time you say Aleinu, Rabbeinu Bachai says, Melech Malchim Lachim is all going on, king of kings, all Hashem, and then the angels. And he adds on the words, I don't have it here, he adds on the words, it's Pashat, he says, what he says, it's Pashat is not referring to, I don't know anyone thought before this conversation, it's Pashat is not referring to the human king, because you can't call HaKadosh Baruch Hu a king over humans. He calls it a refes v'tit, like mamish, a person made out of bones and flesh and blood is so low, to call HaKadosh Baruch Hu a king over that is bezionis. He has the word bezionis, but he says you can't call it, you can't refer to him as a king over that. Tatashbats, right there on the page, and again, the Rabbeinu Bachai is in both places, beginning of Perek Gimel and the Perek Dalet. Rabbeinu Bachai disagrees, and then this psukim, and again, and he says, no, melech is Hashem, malche over, more like the sun and the moon, but some angelic forces, Hamalachim, he says, is going on the kings on this world. Leiv Malachim B'Yad Hashem, a famous idea that the kings don't have their own free thought completely. They're in Leiv Malachim B'Yad Hashem. We have a Machloikas, Rabbeinu Bachai, and Tashbats. There are other sheets, by the way, of how you explain Melech Malachim Lachim. I saw someone give an Eitzah that every day by Aleinu, by Shachris, you should give Shita Aleph when you're davening, by Mincha Shita Beis. I'm not going through all the Shitas. My Meir of Shita Gimel. But at least we have two Shitas here. Now, Tashbatz has to answer Rabbeinu Bechai's Kasha. Rabbeinu Bechai is saying you can't have HaKadosh Baruch Hu be called a king over humans because that's like nonsense. It's too different. A human can't be a king over ants. It's such a thing. It's not the same thing. In order to have a kingdom, you have to have the same. That's what the Tashbatz has to answer for what Rabbeinu Bechai is saying. But I hold, there's a bigger Kasha Rabbeinu Bechai. What are we talking about Rosh Hashanah? The Gemara says, Shatam L'cheinu Aleinu. You blow shofar to make Hashem into your king. We sing HaMelech. I can't sing. You scream HaMelech. Why? The whole Rosh Hashanah to make HaKadosh Baruch Hu king over ourselves. What do you mean we don't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu king over ourselves? Half the davening we just wiped out. We don't finish a quarter to two. Finish a quarter to one. The whole concept of Malchus and davening is what? To make Hashem a king over us. That means we recognize the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be a king over the smallest thing. We believe that. Over little bugs, we believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a king. So, What does it mean that we're saying in davening the whole thing is malchus and din when Rabbeinu Bechai is saying there's no such thing as a melech over humans when we're that's our whole job here. So I want to say a wild idea, and it ties into what the reason why Yom HaDin was chosen Rosh Hashanah. We have X amount of days in the year, X amount of days. When you read the Torah, you're not going to see it's Yemei HaDin. It says it's Yemei of blowing shofar. What made when would it occur that Rosh Hashanah became Yom HaDin? So the Ran, I have to go through a Biyun, the Ran of Rosh Hashanah has a Gevaldik Chiddush. The Ran says when the world was created, 25th day of El, and then Adam had an Avera, and Adam did Tshuva. And the day that Adam did Tshuva is HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Moichelim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it seems like the Ran is saying not before, at that moment HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided this day, anniversary forward will be a Yemei HaDin, because I already was forgave someone on this day. Let's always do it. Let's continue this theme. So the Yemei HaDin became Rosh Hashanah. Could have been any day of the year, because Adam did tshuva on that day, and it was accepted. So this is the idea we can come up with. As human beings, we come into tonight. Eidus HaMizr came into Rosh Chodesh El. And we come into tonight, and we come in Malay Averis. We know what we are. Everyone to themselves. We come in as human beings that are frail. Human error to human is to error, they say. We come with averus. But the goal of the melucha is to answer Beinu Bechai. Eina chanami. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever that means to answer the Gemaras, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a certain way that he can't be mamlech on humans the way we can't be mamlech ourselves on ants. But what we're trying to do is, we're trying to do tshuva enough that we don't become humans anymore. We become angels. We become angels because we're forgiven for all our sins, and then we turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we say, you can be mamlech on us. The goal of what we're saying is that we want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be mamlech on us is not as humans only. What we're saying, we want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be mamlech on the human beings that became angels. A yid, when he does tshuva, or a tzaddik before he does tshuva, has the ability to become equal to an angel. I would say better than an angel. The Gemara says in Yuma that when a person does tshuva, it reaches ad kisei hakavod, to the throne, the glorious throne of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Mefarshim bring down, it's like a funny phrase, like tshuva goes to ad kisei hakavod. Like, what does that even mean? What do we gain by that? What's the point of that? So the Mefarshim in Yuma say that what it means is, most of the time we daven, Gemara and Brachas, many other places, our tefillos are escorted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's throne via malachim. Angels take our words and they take it up. And then it's a kasha, which tefillah is here, which tefillah, which Aramaic, all of that stuff. But the angels take it. What the Svarim say is this. When a person does tshuva, it goes ad kisei hakavod. It means he's bypassing the angels. Doesn't need the angel anymore. Our tshuva goes right to kisei hakavod. In a way you could say, we're not going from the level of a human to the level of an angel. But in a way, we're better than the angels. We don't even need the angels anymore. When a person does tshuva, reaches our kisei hakavod, we don't need the angels. We're above it. It's interesting to note that when it comes to Adam Rishon, the Rashi brings down that the Malachim held that Adam was so amazing that they held that just like there was an HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Shemayim, there was some form, obviously didn't mean exactly, if they know how to read the Rashi, there was some form of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world as well. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rashi brings down, he was going to create Chava. But Yochid Bel Yoinim, Yochid Bel Tachtoinim. Now, what we're trying to do here We're trying to do tshuva, starting tonight. We're trying to do tshuva in a serious way in order to get to the level, as I said before, to create that the human beings who does sins, we become unsins to reach the level of angels and maybe even better than angels. Better than angels, how's that possible? It's the anniversary coming up next week of when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Meichel Adam Rishon, and the Malachim at some point held that Adam Rishon was even bigger than them. They held these kaviyachli, and I'll say such words, yachid b'alyanim, yachid b'tachtanim. Every one of us, through tshuva, can reach that level of Adam Rishon Kaidim Achait. When we started tonight, we said, Ein Anoigim came is not read as a starkite, Ein Anoigim. It's a vey. We cry Ein Anoigim. We have an opportunity now. We have an opportunity starting tonight for the next X amount of days to create of ourselves, to quote the Lashon Rabbeinu Bachai, is refes for tit. He said, you can't even be mud. I think refes means mud. You can't be mamluch on mud. In the office, look it up. But we're saying, no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't be mamluch on refes for tit. Yeah, I agree with that. But we're going to become shetam lichenu aleinu, like the Maran Rosh Hashanah says, tazayin. We say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring your shiva to make us that good. I saw another story. I think we'll bookend the stories. You said 20 minutes. Well, I saw another story, an amazing, I think it's going around. Someone sent it to me. That there was this person. There was a person who wasn't up to par. And he was at his father for Shabbos in Bnei Brak a few years ago. And his father told him, I'm going to see Rav Steinmetz, Chazal Gevracha. Come along with me. And the son agreed. Old story, why not for now? So when the son came along to Rav Steinmetz, and he knew him. They were from Bnei Brak, they knew him. They came to Rav Steinmetz, and he said to Rav Steinmetz something like, my son's not doing so well, he's struggling with Yiddishkeit. So Rav Steinmetz turned to the son. He said, let me hear. Where are you holding? So the son, he had the guts to say to Rav Steinmetz, he said, I haven't kept Shabbos in 2 years. 2 years? I don't know if the father knew it. I haven't kept Shabbos in 2 years. So Rav Steinmetz said to him, okay, zero Shabbosim. Zero. Did you have a hirat tshuva over the course of 100 Shabbosim? So he was thinking, he said, yeah. He says, how many times? He said, I think, earlier a little more, later a little less. He says, I'd say 4 times. 4 times hirat tshuva. He says, how long did the hirat tshuva last? He says, altogether, probably 10 minutes each time, sitting at home. 10 minutes, maybe I should back off, change my lifestyle. 10 minutes each time. So he said, Rav Steinmetz turned to him and said to him, I'm mama's jealous of you. Because you have 40 minutes that you're about tshuva, b'makom, that ain't tzaddik amayimdim. That's the story going around. If anyone got the video, I got it. That Rosh Steinman told the person, you're 40 minutes. You don't understand what you're worth. I'm jealous of you. You're coming to me. I should come to you. And then the story goes, it was Chayz B'tshuva, not for now. But that was the story that he said. I think we should go into tonight and the next couple weeks, and we should realize the opportunity we have is to turn ourselves into angels like Adam Rishon. We don't need the angels. We'll go past the angels. And to realize that, yes, we could stand. I'm assuming no one here, besides Rabbi Open, will say he's a tzaddik, that he hasn't done any averus. Maybe Rabbi Open will say it. No one here has done that. But we have a chance now. 10 minutes. I don't know. That doesn't sound like a lot. 10 minutes. It's amazing. Even 10 minutes to say we're going to stand. But Malkum Shein Tzaddikim Aymdim. The Baal Tshuva is Malkum Tzaddikim Aymdim. Vaita, we're going to say. Not on Tzaddikim. Where the angels don't stand. Who we're going to say we're going to be in the place Kaidim Achait. We're going to play in a place where we can be makabel on ourselves to Kabbalah's Melchei Machem Lachem that starts out tonight before the shmooze. Melech Machem Lachem Kabbeinu Bachai. That means angels, 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 no humans involved too much. To where we get to the point we say Aleinu on Yom Kippur, hopefully earlier. We were saying Aleinu on Yom Kippur. We say, Melech Machem Lachem, and then we refer to ourselves. Why? Because we reach the level where we know that we're on that level that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be Mamluch Hamas because we're on that level. I wish us all good luck. I'm rooting for everybody, including myself. And hopefully, if we all do it right, we will get to greet Mashiach in the next couple of days. Amen.